Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Welcome to the Journey Now podcast. I'm Kevin Dixon. I'm one of the pastors here at Journey Church. And this week we're speaking to the belief that God is at work in us and that we should embrace that work. As he is shaping us and changing us into his likeness, it is a lifelong journey for us of learning and listening to God. But one of the struggles of listening to God is to know the voice, his voice, in the midst of all the other voices. There seems to be a lot of people who are speaking for God these days, and sometimes these voices sound a lot like him, but are just a little bit off. Most of us can usually identify the ones that are way off in left field, but the voices that mix in some truth and make some sense are harder to pick out and discern. I was listening to a podcast recently that had a sincere message of concern for our country and what is happening around the world. It was a message with a Christian overture, but it was more American than it was Kingdom of God. The podcast took a turn toward personal rights and freedoms and went off on wearing face coverings in public. The speaker was getting angry over personal rights. When we hear these things from fellow Jesus followers, we need to start asking questions. But not questions about our personal rights, but about the ethic of the Kingdom of God and how this idea fits in the Kingdom of God, which is where actually Jesus' followers' loyalties lay. They lie with the Kingdom of God. First question is, or should be, is this in line with the teaching of Jesus and the way that he lived? Are we seeing this play out in such a way that Jesus would actually endorse this? Another bigger question we should be asking is, how does the Kingdom of God shape America, rather than how do we get the Kingdom of God to endorse American culture? Christians should be leading the way with protecting the most vulnerable, not demanding our rights. When we hear a voice that is attempting to speak with a truth message from God, we must be discerning. We must ask, is it rooted in the Bible? Is it rooted in the ethic of the Kingdom of God? I grew up in the 70s during a time of a lot of fear and unrest. The church was wondering during this time if we could be in the end times. I have heard this same line of questioning in our current cultural situation. It is hard to hear God in the midst of all that fear and all those voices. It seems to get muddy. So when tuning our ears to hear from God, we need to listen for not the loudest voice in the midst of the noise, but the consistent, deeper understanding voice of the Kingdom of God and what aligns with him. See, the primary ethic of the Kingdom of God is not a mystery. It is rooted in the ideas that Jesus talks about in Matthew 22, 37 through 40. And he says this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. The law. The ethic aligns us with Jesus and then defers to others. The Kingdom of God does not demand our rights, but actually expresses love toward others by elevating them. The idea that Jesus followers would be angry over a small thing like wearing a face covering during a pandemic is actually contrary to the ethic of the Kingdom of God. It is to miss our opportunity to love our neighbors and to love them well. So in this weird time, and in this time of a lot of voices, and in those voices is often communicated fear, and that is the expression oftentimes that gets mixed in. And so let's have a bigger conversation. Susie and I will be doing a longer podcast this week to discuss the historical moment we find ourselves in and the one we're living through. And as we discuss the current culture of fear, we're going to do it in the backdrop of some of the end time theologies that are getting thrown out there in these days. So join us on a different podcast at a different time for a little longer expression of what's going on in today's world. Thanks for joining me on the Journey Now.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.